Susan Fromm and her husband, Neil Norton, grew up in a small town in Minnesota and moved to St. Augustine in 1981. Neil, a musician, was a founder of Ace Audio. Susan's background was nursing, although she ran the office part of her husband's business.
I was a case manager at the juvenile center, so at that point I was working full-time. Neil and my son Cole pretty much ran the business. At that time they were doing a lot of commercial and residential installs, along with the speaker repair aspect of the business.
In 2005, Neil's health began to fail. He had inoperable cancer.
It was May of 2005 when we realized he had cancer. The next month, I was laid off of my job because the facility closed, which turned out to be a blessing in disguise because I was able to be with him until his death.
Susan had no idea what she would do next. Her two children were grown, and she had the luxury of time to decide what her future held.
There's so many changes, you know, at that time, and I really didn't know what I was going to do because, you know, your life is just upside down. But it was Neil's suggestion that we could keep the speaker aspect of the business open, and I was taken back, you know, and he said, well, you could do it. And after he died, we realized that the install part of it, I didn't have the knowledge, and my son wasn't interested in it.
Susan decided to trim Ace Audio's business down to speaker reconing.
Not many people do it, and the musicians around our area are pretty used to Ace Audio doing their speaker reconing. My son knew it quite well and actually taught me. I wished I would have paid more attention over the years, but my son did learn. Then I did learn it from him.
Susan wasn't sure whether she would remain in St. Augustine, but after 30 years in the town and away from Minnesota winters, she had no plans to move anytime soon.
Most of my family is in Minnesota, and that was not a decision to go up. And my children were here. I didn't think a move would be good. The reason I decided to keep the business was the financial end of it. A lot of benefits in having a business, although it's a pretty low-key business. Plus, I wasn't ready to move away from my children.
A return to nursing was also an option.
I work part-time nursing, mainly for friends. For people that I know, I'll do that occasionally. In some clinics, I do immunization clinics every now and then just to keep my finger in it. My bachelor's degree is in health education, so that's another option. And I'm not giving that up because I have a few years before I retire.
Susan's not giving up the speaker reconing business, however, which is rewarding in many ways.
The thing about speaker reconing is you probably could do that forever. You know, most of our work is with the sound people out of Jacksonville and the vintage people that, you know, there's always vintage speakers, and not many people do this. It's not a full-time job. It's really interesting. I find it interesting. I've learned a lot. I will keep this no matter what other job I have.
But healthcare has its attractions as well, if an uncertain future.
Right now, with the economy and the jobs, there aren't as many options. If I move, I think my opportunities be a lot more in a larger city. I would like to do more preventive care. When I did nursing full-time, I was a psychiatric nurse, and I think we could do a lot more in our society if we did a lot more with preventive care.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.